Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And we're busy again. Hairspray opened last night. Musical fair at Shea 710. Lou Koliakovo as Edna Turnblad and Stevie Kemp as his daughter, Tracy. Well, her daughter, Tracy.
So Edna was first played by the author, right?
Harvey Fierstein played it, yes.
Awesome.
And then in the movie, oddly, John Travolta.
So it's always been a drag role.
Yeah, it's a drag role, written as a drag role, right. Which makes it great fun when it's just us girls in the big dollhouse.
Well, I'm looking forward to Mark Sacco as Corny Collins, the DJ.
Always funny. Yeah. But then tomorrow, Shea's The Main Stage, starring Buffalo, which does musicals as concert versions. All of the dialogue, all of the songs,
right.
Bits of choreography, but not full staging. You heard the whole show. And they bring in Broadway people, and they match them with professionals from Buffalo, and sometimes Buffalonians from Broadway, and a community chorus or student chorus. And tomorrow afternoon at 2, it is Rent at Shea's The Main Stage. So this is a big deal.
Right. So just so folks don't get confused, Hairspray is at Shea's 710, and Rent is on the main stage, the big Shea's.
Although if you were seeing the wrong show, you'd quickly realize it.
Or if you're at the wrong show, hey, just stay there. They're both great.
Go with it. Great shows. So there's a musical up that you saw that I haven't seen, the Candor and Ebb musical Curtains, the murder mystery musical that O'Connell and Company is taking on up at Canterbury Woods.
A whole lot of fun, and it was great to see Maria Krutinger back on stage, albeit for a very short time since...
She gets bumped off
pretty soon.
Yeah. She plays the triple threat, can't sing, can't dance, can't act, dead at the curtain call, but you know...
And that pretty much tells folks everything they need to know. It is really campy as all get out.
Nick Lama as the detective who has to solve the crime. So I'll catch up with that. Corduroy, which is at the Allendale Theater of Youth for three-year-olds, though I hear it's 90 minutes long.
It is. It is a bit long. And I think they might have cut some of the mime out because the book itself is woefully short on dialogue. That's why the playwright had to introduce characters so there can be some dialogue on stage to carry it forward. Yeah, I mean... It's fun, and the kids got a little restive, but they rallied at the end, so it does work.
And how about the adults? Never mind. And that's Corduroy. We both ended up, I saw you in Lockport.
I saw you in Lockport, sir.
At the Keenan Center, the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged.
Revised again.
Revised again. It's, you know, it's a mere show. But you put it in the hands of these comic virtuosos, and it just is special. Jeremy Cruiser, so funny. Kevin Craig, so funny. And Brendan Didio. These guys shamelessly clowning, riffing on Shakespeare. In Act Two is their entire performance of Hamlet, which they keep doing faster and faster.
Right.
I think we can get it down.
3 minutes, we can get it down. Finally, what's the last version is 7 seconds? Something.
Just real quick. That's the Keenan Center. I saw you at Pure Glitter, second gen doing Douglas Lyons' Pure Glitter. He's the author of Chicken and Biscuits, which was well received on Broadway, and sending this little gay comedy. I think that we both observed its kinship with the boys in the band.
Kinship is a nice way to say it. It's pretty damn close. If you like Boys in the Band, you'll like Pure Glitter. Pure Glitter is a little nicer, friendlier.
Well, it doesn't have that angst. It doesn't have that marvelous self-loathing of the main character. Well, it does have a bit of that, in fact. Self-pity, anyway.
It checks a lot of the same boxes.
But it has Bibi Bulgari in the central role, the friend who comes and causes all the trouble by inviting someone who was pointedly not invited, and then by trying to negotiate the reconciliation of everyone, which turns out to be amusingly impossible.
But what a performance by Bibi. Oh my gosh. And I'm convinced that all of his years as a drag performer really informed his performance here. He's able to take the stage without overdoing it. There's strength, but he doesn't chew the scenery. And he's the entire through line. He arrives early to criticize the host, and he stays after to console the host.
I've often found that very good actors do come out of improvisational art forms. Bibi is currently in rehearsal for The Legend of Georgia McBride over at Torrance Space, which will also feature Jimmy Janowski, which should be remarkable. Certainly one of the stalwarts and veterans of the queer theater scene in Buffalo, from the Buffalo United Artists stable, which certainly has pioneered the genre. Is it a genre? The theme in Western New York. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.